I welcome you to another episode. I'm sorry I didn't upload this when I was meant to. So many things came up and this is just the best time I feel I should upload this. So I'll be speaking briefly on a very sensitive topic, I think, called Say Finish. Okay, so we hear this almost everywhere in relationships, platonic and romantic alike. People tend to complain many times about being disregarded in relationships, you know, and this in simple terms, you can coin this to be Say Finish. So what is Say Finish? Say Finish for me simply means to say it all. You know, it's a common, it's a posited theory that when someone becomes vulnerable or available in a relationship, it's very likely for the person to be taken for granted. Yes, this is quite true. And because of this, it has become so well paraded that it has become the norm that people intentionally become unavailable in the other person's life in order to create value. Like someone quoted a while ago, he said, over availability is the mother of Say Finish. You know, this mindset, it just shows that this mindset has subtly become a stronghold in the hearts of many, that they intentionally become less available, like I said, to create value. You get, so it seems counterproductive because most of the people that hold to this particular theory still tend to hold that relationships can only work when both parties bring 100% to the table. So how does it work when we are saying that I'm meant to be less available, but yet I should still bring 100 to the table? It doesn't work. So we have different examples of siblings, but I'll pick one that is like two that are very common. One of the examples I can use is when you intentionally choose not to pick your significant other's call just because you want to feign busy, as if you are busy. Another one that is very popular or very common is when you don't say I love you. You like, at one point you were saying it before, but because you don't want to sound, you don't want to look, appear soft, mushy, you know, or emotional, so succinctly put this, you don't want to be weak. Ijawa Jalsi, always what? Always guide you. That's your motto. So we also have people that we don't want to visit because we want to, you know, keep a very long space between the visits so that the person will miss you. You understand? I think it's just best you join Hogwarts since you have decided to be a witch. Because one thing people often fail to note is that this sort of attitude is manipulative in nature. We must understand that true love isn't manipulative. It allows people to express free will in relationships. And the moment manipulation comes in, love becomes corrupted because its intent and objective now becomes pointed towards the direction of satisfying one's selfish tendencies. And this doesn't make sense. So I have to note that, see, the same energy one uses to be intentionally unavailable in that relationship, one can actually switch it and become available in that relationship and regard your partner. We must have established this in our head before now, that love is not just an emotional adventure. It's an intentional walk. Okay? So if we are going to do the right thing, we must know that it is best that we learn to regard our partners whether or not they act anyhow. We must make sure we regard them. If probably you're in a relationship where it seems like your partner is taking you for granted, I would love to advise you to bring it up for discussion. Just bring it up and you guys will talk about it and try and really see if the person is actually seeing you finish or the person is actually truly busy, and let's find a way to work around this. And if you feel you are the one that has been seeing your partner finish, yes you that you are trying to act as if you are not the one and you are thinking the problem is him or her, you are the one I'm talking to, yes, you should actually apologize and make restitution when necessary, because the action plan here is to be intentional about how we regard our significant other. So we must always learn, just learn, pick that call when you're not busy, visit when you can, just don't try and form or be manipulative, don't just do it. It doesn't make sense. So I think it's best I leave you with this quote, and it's this: if you forget that I'm a miracle, I will excite, and if you become ordinary in my eyes, I will I delight. I didn't write this quote. I saw it online a while ago. So I'll take it again so that you might like it the way I do. It says, if you forget that I am a miracle, how will I excite? And if you become ordinary in my eyes, how will I delight? So thank you very much. Till our next episode, my name remains Toby Marquis.